An international team of stargazers has for the first time discovered a planet about twice the size of Earth with water vapour in the atmosphere. Water is an essential ingredient for life as we know it, but they're not quite sure if it would support life. Extreme gravity would make walking on the planet pretty hard, and that may not be the only problem for potential inhabitants. Nick Grimm has more.
It might lie in the habitable zone, but the distant exoplanet known as K218b might just not be all that hospitable. Wet and stormy or icy and cold, the outlook is most probably bleak.
But it is right now the best candidate for habitability that we have outside the solar system.
Astronomer Agulis Tiaras.
This is right now the only planet, apart from Earth, that we know it has the correct temperature to support liquid water, and it has an atmosphere with water in it.
So potentially this planet could have clouds and rain and oceans even.
Yes, this is a possibility, yes.
Agulis Tiaras is one of a team of international researchers who've been poring over images from the Hubble Space Telescope that have revealed thousands of planets orbiting distant stars. K218b lies a mere 110 light-years away, and analysis has found it has the telltale chemical signature of water in its atmosphere.
Hence, if we are interested in looking into the presence of life outside Earth, the first thing that we're looking for is water.
It's a very interesting discovery indeed, because water tends to point the way to life, certainly on our own planet. Wherever there's water, there are living organisms, and that is what is at the heart of people's excitement about discoveries like this.
That's Australia's astronomer at large, Fred Watson. But he also warns that K218b might not possess the necessary building blocks of life, partly because it orbits what's known as an M-dwarf star.
One thing we do know about M-dwarf stars is that they are much more active on their surfaces than our own sun is. It might well keep throwing out some really quite lethal doses of radiation with these flares that take place from time to time.
So it seems K218b is very unlikely to be an Earth 2.0. Even so, the research team behind the discovery believes it's still a perfect candidate for closer investigation by next-generation space telescopes set to be launched over the coming decade. And Fred Watson is confident more extraordinary discoveries are still out there.
One of the reasons why we haven't uncovered Earth 2.0 yet is because it's actually harder to detect Earth-sized planets around their parent stars than it is the bigger ones. So of the 4,000 planets around other stars that we now know of, many of them are much bigger than the Earth, as indeed this one is. It's 8 times the mass of the Earth, so it's a larger object. As time goes on, though, and as the instrumentation gets more and more sophisticated, then we will have a much better chance of finding exact analogues of our own planet, and that will be very interesting indeed.
Australia's astronomer at large, Fred Watson, ending Nick Grimm's report.